Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. One day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I've called them." So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. This book of the Bible is often referred to as the Acts of the Apostles. A much better title for it would be the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Important as the apostles undoubtedly were, they were powerless without the Spirit. Nothing got going until the Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and as history unfolded, the power, wisdom, and guidance of the Spirit shaped every step of the journey. Here in chapter 13, we come to a decisive moment as the Spirit tells the church to set Barnabas and Saul apart for a new ministry. Nothing has changed. The church today still completely relies upon the Spirit. But his guidance isn't automatic. It's perfectly possible for a church to be driven by tradition or human plans and budgets. It's only as a church intentionally and deliberately seeks the guidance of the Spirit that he leads his people. The church in Antioch clearly was absolutely determined to hear what the Spirit was saying to them, and they showed their commitment by spending time in worshipping and fasting. It was in that context that the Spirit spoke to them. Fasting has never been laid down as an essential activity for Christians, but time and again, God has chosen to speak when people have fasted. Fasting is a blessing when it releases time and energy to focus on prayer. That's what these leaders did. And having heard the Spirit speak to them, they then fasted and prayed some more before placing their hands on Saul and Barnabas and sending them on their first missionary journey. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you seen the Holy Spirit lead your church? And have you found fasting helpful? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Spirit to the church today. Help us to listen with care to everything that he has to say to us. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really good day today.